Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. You're a relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, and you better become the loud mother trucker majority and always Trump warrior and capitalist evangelist with you. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you on USA Radio Network, coming from the house that Root built. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart. I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A., in the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. So, let's go to war. First of all, in this hour, three of the four segments, this is the opening segment, but the next three segments will all be dominated by my Rand Paul interview. Earlier today, I had a chance to interview United States Senator Rand Paul, Republican Kentucky, probably the leader in the fight for freedom and the fight against tyranny. And he just, as a bonus, happens to be a doctor, an MD, so he understands what crappy human beings we're dealing with Dr. Fauci and the head of the CDC and the head of all, you name the government agency. None of them know anything about science. None of them. So I had a chance to sit down with Rand Paul, and we'll bring that interview to you in the next three segments. It was a long interview. I got a good half hour of Rand's time, and we edited it and played with it a little bit and cut it down and got it to three segments, which adds up to talk time somewhere in the neighborhood of about 30 minutes or so. So thank you, Rand Paul, for giving us a lot of time. That's fantastic. I want to mention my new book that's at the top ranks of Amazon, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, and I can't tell you if it's at the top ranks of Barnes & Noble, because Barnes & Noble doesn't do rankings, and I can't tell you if it's at the top ranks of Target, because Target doesn't do rankings. It shows you how stupid these other companies are. Amazon is brilliant, because everything's about rankings. You know, I'm a competitive guy. It's all about competition. I want to be number one. Donald Trump wants to be number one. Steve Bannon wants to be number one. Mark Levin wants to be number one. We all are guys, macho, testosterone-driven champions who want to be number one. And I don't know how to tell this to all the liberals who hate white, straight men, because that's not the only people that can be successful in America. Anybody can be if you have a little testosterone and a little bit of drive and a little bit of ambition. But the reality is, anybody who's at the top deserves to be at the top. If you're black, you deserve to be at the top. If you're white, you deserve to be at the top. If you're Latino, if you're gay, if you're straight, if you're male, if you're female, if you're there, don't begrudge a person. They deserve to be at the top. This is like my ninth book. I've written 15 books. My ninth book that hit number one somewhere on the bestseller list, whether it's Amazon and bookstores, multiple lists, etc. I've had 9 number one bestsellers. And like out of 15, I probably had 10 that reached some bestseller list. So, you know, I'm a competitive guy. I like to be number one. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, the only book I've ever written that, like, is a revolution in a book. And you could just bring it home and open the book, and there's 40 pages of information on who to call at each of these corporations and how to get in touch with them. The board of directors and the CEO and the phone numbers and the emails and the social media. Great stuff. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. And we've got another one. This one is a huge hit, so we've got another one already on the drawing board. So hopefully I'll have that out quickly as well. It'll be the Great Patriot Boycott book with a list of all the conservative companies that are nice to Christians and conservatives and patriots and Trump voters that you should buy from. This is the book that tells you how to boycott the bad guys. I'm going to give you a book that shows you how to buy from the good guys. I also want to mention, unbelievable, unprecedented drop In the history of America, no one's ever dropped this fast like a lead balloon, like a rock, like the Hindenburg, like the Poseidon, like the Titanic. Enough adjectives for you, enough comparisons for you. According to the latest Quinnipiac University poll, President Biden just received his lowest approval rating, 38%. 38%! I mentioned this the other day, but it's worth mentioning again. 94% of Republicans disapprove of Biden. 60% of independents disapprove. Democrats, 80% approval. Proving once again, Democrats are insane. Totally, completely insane. But does it even matter if you're rated low but they rig elections? I don't know. I've yet to determine if it matters. I keep coming back to this Attorney General Merrick Garland. What a piece of you-know-what. What a piece of crap. What a piece of human garbage this guy is. What a brainwashed, communist, China-owned, mean-spirited, vicious, America-hating human being as Attorney General who has a daughter married to a communist who gives out critical race theory. The boyfriend must, the husband must be white and hates himself and his race. And he sells critical race theory and makes millions of dollars for himself. That's what it's all about, making millions of dollars for liberals. But just to show you that the nutcases aren't just in America, there's leftist, communist, scumbag nutcases all over the world. A German parking garage unveils dedicated spaces for LGBTQ and migrant drivers. They're diversity parking spaces in the underground car park in Hanoi City Center. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The aim of the spots is to help people who feel special, who feel a special need for protection. Oh, my God. I don't know what to say anymore. Spaces, and guess what? The spaces have the gay flag above them. You got the rainbow flag above the spaces. But let me tell you what makes them double insane. First, that you give a parking space to someone, you know, someone who's disabled. In my whole life, I've never parked in a disabled parking space. I always thought if you do, God would strike you down, right? I think that, you know, I'm just privileged and lucky and blessed to have no disabilities, so I don't begrudge for 1 second disabled parking spaces. If you're disabled, thank God you've got one good thing going for you. You could park in a space right next to where you got to get and not walk a long distance, and life is challenging and difficult enough, and this makes it a little easier, and I think that's great. The idea that you would put next to them another three spaces for people that are gay or transsexual or migrants is the stupidest, most racist, most hateful thing I've ever heard. You must hate all white straight males. All these people just hate anyone who has to be born white, straight, and male. But let's get beyond that for a minute to talk about the real level of dysfunction and insanity. Muslim race and religion is not friendly to gay people. Can I put that? That's the nicest I could say it. Generally, you go to any Muslim nation, and if they find out you're gay, they tear you apart, they attack you with a lead pipe, and then they drop you off a roof. To be gay in a Muslim country is to be dead. To be gay in a Muslim country is to commit suicide. To be gay in a Muslim country is to be persecuted and to run for your life every day of your life. God forbid someone finds out you're gay in a Muslim country. Am I saying anything that anyone could actually debate with? Can you debate with me? Am I saying Muslims are bad? Am I saying all Muslims are bad? No, none of that. Am I denigrating a religion? No. I'm just stating a fact. Muslims hate gay people. Muslims drop gay people off roofs. Muslims murder gay people. Muslims stone gay people after they bury them up to their neck in Muslim countries. So now you're celebrating Muslims and gay people together. Muslim migrants and gay people in Germany. Every migrant in Germany is Muslim. They're all coming from Muslim countries. You're inviting people into your country who want to destroy and murder and kill and maim gay people and have a hatred for gay people. You know, I'm surprised you don't put parking spaces for Jews right next to Muslims. That'd be fun. Putting gays next to Muslims just doesn't work. It shows you how dumb liberals are. They're just mentally ill. But wait, now we go to England. More nutcases on the left in England. A veteran Christian nurse who wears a cross around her neck sues her UK employer for discrimination because she says she's treated like a criminal for wearing a Christian cross around her neck. She faced a campaign by her bosses at the Croydon University Hospital in South London to make her remove or cover up her small gold cross. And she's brought a legal challenge against the Croydon Health Services Trust on the grounds of harassment, victimization, direct and indirect discrimination, and constructive unfair dismissal, represented by attorneys with the Christian Legal Center. She's 61 years old, and she's black. I'm looking at a picture of her. She's black. She's a nice black Christian wearing a cross around her neck, and she's been persecuted for that. This is how insane liberals are. Moves to the next story that proves the insanity of liberals. In America, every liberal wants their five-year-olds to be lined up to get the COVID vaccine. Gee, that's smart. Finland now joins Sweden and Denmark by limiting the use of Moderna's jab in young men. They don't want to give it to patients who are young anymore because they know they're not insane in Sweden and Denmark and Finland. They've seen the statistics, and the statistics prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that there's no reason why anyone under the age of 21 should ever get any of the COVID vaccines, because there's a much better chance that your child will die from the vaccine than they would ever die from COVID, and there's an excellent chance that they could have heart inflammation and blood clots and problems for the rest of their life, especially if it's a teenage boy. Who would give their child a vaccine? Well, in America, the Democrats and liberals are lined up. Here's my two-year-old. Shoot him up! These people are crazy. By the way, in England, it's confirmed by the British government. Two of three confirmed COVID cases are among the vaccinated. 87% of the hospitalizations are among the vaccinated. There you go. Insanity. Up next, United States Senator Rand Paul.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold
prices
at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you as constant?
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a.k.a. War, welcome to the Root Dome. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. This show is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you from the house that Root built on USA Radio. We've got a very special guest. One of my favorite politicians in the world, maybe the favorite, U.S. Senator Rand Paul, I think our best United States senator by a mile, fighting for truth and freedom and justice and against tyranny. They don't come any better than Senator Paul. Welcome to the show, Rand. How are you?
Very good, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
You know, I think you're fantastic. I just wish we had 51 of you, you know, not 50, not 49, 51 of you. We don't have the majority, and unfortunately, sadly, we don't have anything near a majority of our group that's like you fighting for good stuff. But we know we got to keep fighting. We know we got to keep fighting, you and I and many others like us. Let's open up.
You know, this is essentially the problem. You've hit the nail on the head. People ask me, whose fault is it that we have a $30 trillion debt? Is it the Republicans' fault or the Democrats' fault? And my answer is yes.
Yeah, everyone.
I mean, both parties. Democrats are honest about it, and Republicans tell you to your face that they're not for raising the debt ceiling, raising debt. And yet, in the end, many of them actually really, at heart, really are for big government.
Yeah, it's very scary. But let's stick on this interview, because the debt story is a long one that goes back decades, and it's always bad, and we never seem to solve it. We're probably never going to win it. But what we can win, I think, is vaccine mandates. I think that's the number one issue in America today, at least for me and my fans. I know it's the number one issue, Senator Paul, in the entire United States. First of all, do you think it's legal to mandate I stick a jab into my arm that I don't want, that I believe is dangerous, that I believe is not necessary? Is that legal? Let's start with that question.
Well, there's a good article, op-ed, written by Judge Napolitano in the last 24 hours or so. And in it, he said that most of these mandates are coming as edicts from presidents or governors, not really coming from state legislatures. So in traditional fashion, they're not really legal or constitutional because no legislature has passed these edicts. So that alone should be enough to say no. But he also talked about that we have a natural right to privacy. You know, there used to be state laws saying you couldn't buy birth control pills, but those in Griswold were struck down by the Supreme Court and said, no, you do have this inherent right to privacy, this right to be left alone. It was Justice Brandeis' famous dissent in 1928 when he says one of the most cherished rights of all men and women is to be left alone. And so there is really a right of privacy, even though it's not listed in the Bill of Rights or listed in the Constitution. It's a natural right. It's a right of ours to be left alone. And forcing someone to make a medical decision goes against everything and every concept of what makes our country free.
I've got an article that I just printed out because I knew you were coming on the show, and it says the Seattle Police Department, already in a staffing crisis, now braces for mass firings as hundreds have yet to show their vaccine proof. You know, I get thousands of emails a week. Many of them are coming from firemen, policemen, nurses, paramedics, military, border guards, prison guards. They don't want, and I don't mean every one of them, but I'll bet you 30 to 40% of all these occupations of first responders don't want the vaccine, and they're either willing to quit or be fired, which means we're going to have a national nightmare. We're not going to have enough cops when you call 911, not enough firemen when your house is on fire, not enough nurses when you go to the hospital, not enough jet pilots in the military. What are we going to do? Vaccine mandates are ripping the nation apart, and first responders are the first line of defense. We're not going to have them anymore.
First argument we need to make, and it needs to be a very clear argument, is that there's no scientific reason to vaccinate people or to forcibly vaccinate people, particularly people who have already had the disease. Over 100 million Americans have had COVID naturally. They survived and now have immunity. All of the scientific studies show that immunity from catching the disease and surviving is as good or better than the vaccine. Now, it's not that you choose to get it. Idiots online and the left will say, oh, you want everybody to get it, and so many people have died. I don't want anybody to get it. But despite all of the things they tell you to do not to get it, people still are getting it. So after you've had it and recovered, you have immunity. And the thing is many of these people are the first responders. They're doctors and nurses and policemen and firemen. They've had to be out doing jobs and saving lives the entire time, even before there was a vaccine. And so many of them got COVID. They survived and have immunity. How insulting and really bordering on obscene that people are taking glee out of firing these people, even though there's no science to say they need to be vaccinated, particularly if they've already gotten the disease. And even if they haven't, really, when did it become everybody else's business? If you want to be protected, take the vaccine. I'm not against the vaccine. My wife took it. My in-laws took it. Some of my family members did. Some didn't. I haven't yet because I've already been infected. But I haven't said I won't take it, but I won't be forced to take it, I can tell you that. I won't go to a restaurant that tells me I have to show papers. If I want to do that, I'll fly to Stalin's Russia or East Germany and go to one of the sausage restaurants, you know? That's not America.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect in a shooting at a North Texas high school is out on bond. Timothy Simpkins did not say a word after he was released from a jail in Fort Worth this afternoon. Arlington police say the 18-year-old pulled the gun yesterday inside Timberview High School, west of Dallas. A teacher and a 15-year-old were struck by bullets and are hospitalized. Two other injuries were also reported. Simpkins' family says bullying was a factor in the shooting and have apologized for the violence. He's accused of aggravated assault. President Biden back in Washington, D.C. after making a pitch to get American workers vaccinated. Biden visiting a factory in the Chicago area to promote his COVID-19 vaccine mandate that applies to companies with 100 or more employees. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Broadcast. broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. This show is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you from the house that Root built on USA Radio. We've got a very special guest. One of my favorite politicians in the world, maybe the favorite, U.S. Senator Rand Paul. I think our best United States senator by a mile. I've written tremendously about a topic again and again and again, and I talk about it ad nauseum on the radio, that my belief is 30 to 40% of Americans will never get the vaccine, don't want it, will never get it. So you've just killed every retail store and every restaurant. If you demand they have to ask for vaccine proof, then that 30 to 40% won't come in. Rand, I don't know any business owner in America that could survive a loss of 30 to 40% of their business. And I'm proven right because New York City just announced, but restaurant owners in New York City just announced that business is down by up to 60% since they asked for the vaccine proof at restaurants. We're going to kill the economy. Well, we're going to destroy it.
Here's the thing. I'm not opposed to the vaccine. The government says people are vaccine hesitant. Well, you know who they are. They're people like me and you who don't like being lied to, and we have distrust of big government. So maybe they could quit lying to us. You know, there are a certain percentage of people who haven't been vaccinated who still might choose to, and it has to be voluntary as far as I'm concerned, but they still might choose to if you quit lying to them. The disease kills people at age 85 10,000 times more than it kills a child at 10. So if you tell me my 10-year-old has to be treated the same as an 85-year-old, you're lying to me. You're being dishonest. My 10-year-old has a chance of about one in a million of death. Not very good spreaders. The 85-year-old can not only take a vaccine, they can take another vaccine and another one and another one. In the UK, in England, they've looked at this, and the risk is so much skewed by age that they're choosing not to force vaccines on kids. So they have plenty of vaccines to offer to people who want to take them, who want to take a third one because they're over 65. So voluntarism works. People aren't dumb. 90% of Americans over 65 have chosen voluntarily to take the vaccine. All of these people, Fauci, CNN, and all these crazy people who are lying to us are making it worse by spreading lies. I mean, look at Fauci's lie on wearing cloth masks. He says, wear a cloth mask. Well, if your spouse has COVID and you wear a cloth mask, you're a moron. He's wishing you to get the COVID and to get a disease that might kill you by wearing a cloth mask that doesn't work. So the thing is YouTube thinks I'm spreading disinformation by saying cloth masks don't work. No, I'm saving lives every day by telling anybody listening to this, take care of your spouse if they're sick. But if you are also at risk and you're older, ask about the monoclonal antibodies. You can take those whether you've got COVID or not, if you're with a sick loved one, and wear an N95 mask and be very, very careful as you take care of your loved one. But the thing is that they're not telling you any of that. I don't think I've seen an interview where Fauci talks about monoclonal antibodies at all, which have a 70% reduction in death if you get them soon enough. But Dr. Fauci will not let you get the monoclonal antibodies if you're an inpatient. So if you're on death's door and they take you to the hospital, tell them they've got to stop in the emergency room long enough to give you the monoclonal antibodies, because once you cross the threshold as an inpatient, Dr. Fauci's rules are absolute. You can't get the monoclonal antibodies.
Well, listen, I want to jump in here, Rand, and mention that my fiancé, you know, I'm getting married next month, and my fiancé got COVID about 2 months ago very badly, and I got her ivermectin and mega dose of vitamin C, vitamin D3, and zinc, and quercetin, and she got over it, and my kids got it, and they took ivermectin and all those vitamins and got over it, and my future son-in-law got it, and they thought he was going to be hospitalized. He was very sick, and I got him ivermectin and the same vitamins, and he got over it. And the country of India had the worst outbreak in the world of COVID, and it's gone. There's a state in India with 240 million people. They eradicated and eliminated all COVID. There literally is no COVID and no COVID death. They handed out free ivermectin plus vitamin C, vitamin D3, and zinc to the population. Why is none of this being mentioned in the mainstream media or by the CDC or by President Biden or by the Biden administration or by the
WHO, nobody in charge is giving a chance for a drug that is cheap and is effective. And I have no profit in this. I don't make one penny on saying it. It's saved lives of all the people in my life. No one's mentioning ivermectin plus vitamins. Why?
I'm the first to admit I don't know, and it's difficult to study things as an outpatient in a disease where 99% of the people get better. So if we take 1,000 patients and give them nothing, they have COVID, but we give them no disease, no treatment, 99% get better. We give 1,000 patients ivermectin, 99% get better, maybe 99.2%. It's very hard because so many people get better. Even people who look like they're getting sick, even people who are getting sick, get better without treatment. I'm not saying ivermectin doesn't work. I agree with you, but I think it should be studied. The people who make fun of it and lampoon it, including the CDC, don't tell you that there actually is a phase 3 study because apparently university scientists around the world have said we should study this to see if the way it prevents parasites from attacking also might prevent viruses from getting into the cell. But we've politicized this, and the bottom line is this. The elites, led by Dr. Fauci, are collectivists. They care about the collective, but not you individually. And so if you tell them, my kid's 15-year-old, had COVID, I'm unsure about the vaccine, about getting myocarditis, the honest truth is they don't care about your kid. They care about the collective. And they still think that if we do mass vaccination, that it's better than not. And they think, well, it's too complicated to measure antibodies. It's too complicated to let the common man make decisions. So Dr. Fauci should. If he were honest, he knows you get natural immunity if you've already had it. But did you see him on CNN?
Yeah.
Disingenuous is a nice way to describe him, but big fat liar or skinny old man liar, is that a way to say it? Because you know what he said? He said, oh, natural immunity. We should look into that. He's a top freaking infectious doctor in the whole country, and he says we should look into natural immunity.
It's amazing.
And there's no studies on this. Because he doesn't want to let anybody off the hook. It's either easier to mandate everybody get a vaccine than it is to say there's a difference between a 10-year-old and an 85-year-old. Or there's a difference between a fireman who's 25 who got COVID and he just doesn't give a crap if he loses his job because collectivists don't care about individual rights. They didn't care about that fireman's right to work or to enjoy life or to fly on a plane. He only cares about the collective because he's a collectivist at heart. And this is what it's in store for the country. When they have taken over vaccines and everything else, the next step is every other step of your health care, every other step of your economy, every other step of what your kids learn and teach and are taught in school. There's no end to what they can do to us.
Let me get to two more things, and then we're out of here. I know you've got to run, United States Senator and all, very busy man, and a very crucial man to keeping us free in this country, keeping it a republic, and giving us civil rights is Rand Paul, doctor, and U.S. Senator Rand Paul. Number one, I wanted to get to the VAERS system. Now, nobody wants to talk about this, Rand. Vaccine adverse effects reporting system. I'm not saying no one should get the vaccine. I've never said that. I'm against the vaccine mandate. But everyone has to make their own choice. Shouldn't people be allowed to see the VAERS results? And shouldn't the media be talking about it? There are 15,000 people dead as a direct result of the vaccine listed on VAERS. There are 700,000 plus who have been adversely affected, some of them hospitalized, many of them crippled for life, but most just an initial allergic reaction that was very bad, and it all entered into the VAERS system. And we know from history that's just a tiny percent of those really affected. And yet nowhere in the media will they allow you or on Twitter to even mention VAERS, or they want to ban you for life. You are well aware of
the VAERS system, worse than that. People are being banned across all platforms for any sort of questioning of any kind of authority. It has really become more authoritarian than you could ever imagine. But with regard to whether or not you can get injured from these things, you know, where this leads, you can't discuss it. It's forbidden. You can't discuss whether or not there's been any injury. But it's even worse than that. Let's say you want to know whether or not, let's say you're just in between. The school says your 15-year-old kid can't play on the football team unless he gets vaccinated. And you're like, well, I don't know. It's probably not that bad. I might do it. But I want to know how many 15-year-olds, because my 15-year-old had COVID 4 months ago, and I want to know, is there a safety trial of the vaccine in people who have had COVID? You know what the answer is? There is no trial because all of the vaccine trials exclude people who have had COVID. And so there is no trial. Now, there are trials, and by and large, it's going to be a low likelihood of harm for kids with it. Still your choice, but it's going to be low likelihood. but we have no idea what the likelihood of harm is if your kid has already had COVID. And the reason this is important is myocarditis is sort of an unusual inflammatory reaction. Now, why do you get it? Maybe you've already had COVID and you've got a juiced up immune system, and then you're hit with the vaccine, and your immune system is so overactive and hyperactive that it attacks your heart. That's a theory. I don't know if that's the truth, but that's a reasonable theory.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you want to study that? Wouldn't you want to say, well, only 10 kids out of every 10,000 get myocarditis, and predominantly male. And that's, I'm making up the number because I don't know the number, but let's say that's the number. Well, wouldn't you want to know if most of the kids getting it had already had COVID or not had COVID?
Right.
So we could, you know, make some sense of this. If they tell you your 15-year-old kid has to have it to play football, and you're like, well, I'm not positive if he had it because so many kids don't have symptoms. I want to get an antibody test. If he has antibodies, I'd prefer not to get the vaccine. There's no room for any kind of thinking, no room for choice, no room for parental control of your child's health care. It's do as you're told, or the gulag for you. And the gulag is basically this. You don't get to participate. So they say, oh, we're not putting you in prison. We're not going to beat you with, you know, bamboo sticks. But we're going to say your kid can't play football.
Right, we take your life away.
School. Yeah, and won't be able to have a driver's license, because that's a privilege. Should go out and fly on a plane.
Maybe you can't get health insurance.
Maybe we shouldn't give them a marriage certificate. Maybe we shouldn't give them permission to even be in polite society. And if they get sick, maybe they shouldn't be treated. This is the innuendo of Democrat governors around the country admonishing people who are unvaccinated for using too many monoclonal antibodies. And you know what the next step is? You know, you look a little overweight. You look like you eat too many cheeseburgers. And these stents that we get for heart attacks, why don't we give them to only the unfortunate marathon runners who get a heart attack? They're trying harder and work harder. Maybe you don't deserve one. That's what it's coming to. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're slothful and you watch too much TV. You just don't exercise and you get a heart attack.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Played professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko is the sponsor of this segment of the show. He developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, zinc sulfate, it reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. Studies prove that quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D work against COVID-19. And so Dr. Zelenko said, let me put together an actual nutritional supplement that has zinc and quercetin and vitamin C and vitamin D all in one capsule to boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula using natural vitamins. He has provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, nursing homes. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York, and Z-Stack is his vitamin. And all you have to do to get this nutritional supplement is go to RootForAmerica.com. That's my website, RootForAmerica. I wanted to make it really easy if you're driving or you're you know, in a rush and you're listening with one ear while you're shopping, grocery shopping, whatever it is you're doing, picking up the kids at school, you're hanging out at work, you're in the office, you're listening with one ear. It would be hard to remember his website, but it's easy to remember RootForAmerica.com. That's Wayne Root's website. Just go there, click on the link, and purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. Root for America, click on the link at the top to purchase Z-Stack, and you'll see his site and all the ingredients that are in the bottle of Z-Stack and all the resume of Dr. Zelenko, et cetera, et cetera. RootForAmerica.com, click on the Z-Stack link. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. This show is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you from the house that Root built on USA Radio. We've got a very special guest
one of my favorite politicians in the world, maybe the favorite, U.S. Senator Rand Paul. Rand, what if the next step is Australia? You know, the entire country's been locked down for months on end, you know, because one or two or three people got sick. One or two or three people died. An 86-year-old man died in Sydney of COVID, and they locked down a city of 6 million for months. Melbourne's been locked down for 6 months. How do we know that Joe Biden doesn't have the same idea in mind for the United States?
It reminds me of a scene from the movie Brazil. It's really a long, kind of boring movie, but there's a scene in it, and it's a dystopia, and there's this guy scaling this tall skyscraper, and he's got full armor and automatic weapons, and he's scaling up the outside of this building. He gets on the porch of this apartment. He knocks on the door furtively, and someone inside says, "Who's in it?" And he says, "The plumber." Because he was an illegal, unlicensed plumber. He had to be a commando to come to your house. There's no way you could get something fixed because it had to be done. That's what we're going to live in. We're going to eventually live in a world where there are circles of people who want to have freedom, who want to be outside the clutches of government, and they're going to have to live in enclaves or outside of things. And that's a sad, sad world. And we can still reverse things electorally. Look, I participate in electoral politics. I hope in 2022 we send all these people packing. And maybe we'll get back towards freedom. But someone's got to speak out on this. And you know who's the hero right now? It's the moms and dads going to school board meetings. No matter whether Merrick Garland calls them domestic terrorists or not, they are the true heroes of our country. Everybody needs to go to their school board meeting and say, "Not my kid. Leave us the hell alone."
Yeah, and that was, by the way, that was the very last question I was going to bring up with you. To me, the biggest issue in America, I said, was vaccine mandates. Number two is parents at PTA meetings protesting against critical race theory that are now going to be classified as domestic terrorists and are going to fear that they could be thrown in prison by the FBI, the same FBI that never looks at any serious crime of Democrats. They're going to waste their time on parents at PTA meetings? What do you say to stop this, United States Senator Rand Paul?
I think everybody in the country needs to go to a PTA meeting or a school board meeting, and they need to say, "I'm here to support what Martin Luther King said. People should not be judged except by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And I don't want anybody teaching my kid that the color of the skin is more important than the content of and their character." Everybody should say that, and they should insist that anything in the school books and anything coming out of a teacher's mouth that says we're going to separate kids based on race, that those people be drummed out of the teaching profession and out of the schools. And the school boards will act, but they won't act until you're elected to the school board. So everybody's, you know, I mean, people think it's important in federal government. It is. It's so big and powerful. But people have to start running for the school board and saying, "We're going to take our schools back."
United States Senator Rand Paul, by the way, Rand, never forget that I've been in a fight for like 30-plus years for voter ID. We're the only country in the world that doesn't have voter ID. And every liberal said to me, "You're a racist, and black people can't get ID." And now we have passport vaccine mandates, and they're going to ask you for your passport, proving your vaccine, along with your driver's license, government-issued ID, 50 times a day at the movie theater, at the bar, at the nightclub, at the restaurant, at the convention, everything you do. You're going to show ID, but you couldn't show it once a year to vote, or you were a racist. Do you understand the irony there?
Well, maybe that's how we defeat the vaccine passport. We need to explain to people that it's racist. We need
it
to
is.
Get their arguments.
It is.
Now, it's all ridiculous, and there are enough people seeing through it. They're listening to your program. They listen to me on YouTube and different places. There are people that can see through this. So we can't give up. We have to keep battling. It's a great country. It's worth fighting for. So don't give up. Don't let your listeners give up. We need to fight for our country.
As Winston Churchill said, "I will never, ever, 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 never, never, never give up." You got me. Relentless. U.S. Senator Rand Paul, real freedom fighter. Thank you for fighting for us, Rand. God bless.
Thank you.
Wade Allyn Root, the Warriors, with you on USA Radio Network. My website, by the way, rootforamerica.com. Rootforamerica.com. R-O-O-T for America.com. My email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Read every email. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And you can find all of my opinions at Getter. It's my new Twitter because I'm banned for life from Twitter. GETTR.com. Getter.com. Go to @WayneRoot and see all my opinions each day on the biggest issues of the day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.